Now, further to my little rant about iPhoto, I've now discovered that iPhoto has its own unique empty trash function, and that when you select a bunch of photos to delete in iPhoto by highlighting them and pressing the backspace key, it doesn't actually delete them. What it does is it puts them into iPhoto's very own and very discreet little trash can, which it doesn't show you very clearly anywhere. And so you think you've deleted them, as I've been doing over the last couple of years. And in fact, the reason why my iPhotos has been slowing down so badly is that even though I've now only got 1,000 items showing and the rest painstakingly archived off into other more manageable folders elsewhere on an external hard drive, no thanks to iPhoto's useless filing system. But while I've been doing that, thinking, wondering why it's going so creakingly slow, even though I've only got less than 2,000 pictures left in there, it turns out that actually there's 30,000 of them in iPhoto's very own little dustbin, which can only be emptied by clicking a empty trash command from the file menu, which duplicates the Mac OS's own version of empty trash, and it's a completely different empty trash. So the empty trash you think would empty the trash that you, photos you put in the trash, doesn't. You have to use iPhoto's very own empty trash command, cunningly hidden in the same place where the OS has its own empty trash. So iPhoto, you're shit.